on the injury front, Tamba has some swelling in his knee. We'll have to get out of there before he can go, but he should be okay down the road here. And then Ron Parker sprained his ankle. But other than that, we came out pretty much injury-free. Obviously, we're disappointed with the game. I think we all could have done a better job starting with me. But collectively, they got us. And so we'll learn from this, and we'll get better from it. We've got to eliminate the obvious things, the turnovers, and you've got to maintain field position when you're put in a position to do that. When you do have the field position, you need to make sure that you get points out of that, and we didn't do a very good job there. Obviously, 25 didn't touch the ball much the second half, and that's my responsibility to make sure that within the realm of things, the 28 plays that we had in that second half, that we give him more of a shot there than the six touches that he had. So, as far as going forward here, I haven't made up my mind exactly how we're going to play it. I've done it a couple different ways, but we'll see. We'll see how we do that. I'll evaluate all the different situations. I have sat people before, quite a few times actually, so, and benefited from that. So but I'll look at everything and make sure that I have that part evaluated. Time's yours.
Andy, what's the pros and cons of maybe backing off the gas a little bit and then trying to go for it again in the playoffs? I mean, is there a downside to resting your guys and doing it that way? If that's what you decide to do?
Well, if you look at the history of it, it's about a 50-50 shot over the last 3 or 4 years. So people that have done it, I think it's what you feel most comfortable with as a coach. The obvious benefit is that you rest your guys. So, and then you kind of get them back to, back feeling a little bit fresher than what they are at the end of the season. You take the risk of the timing part of it. Sometimes that's there, sometimes it's not. But those are the things you have to evaluate.
Where do you think your team is in regard to that right now?
Well, that's what I'm going through and looking at. I'm not going to say anything right now. I'd like to address the team, obviously, before I address the media. That's
0-1, 0-4, 0-6, and 10. You did rest your guys, Westbrook and your quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And 0-4, I think 2 weeks, and then you go to a Super Bowl. So
I've done it a couple different ways, but yeah, that was one of the things.
Yeah. I mean, you look at like Jamal, like you looked at Westbrook, and then the quarterback. I mean, is that a guy that could really use a week off?
Yeah, I've got to go back, and I appreciate you doing your homework there, but I do. I mean, that's. The one thing I did then and I'm going to do now is I'm going to take the time that I have to evaluate it, make sure that I do what I think is right. In this situation, that's not a lot of people you're rebounding things off of, right? And this is one of those decisions that you make, and there's a bit of a gut feeling that you go with. So that's I'll go off of that.
Let me just throw this out there, too. Sometimes in these situations, you hear about the integrity of the game, too, that the Chargers could be playing for something. And
sure.
If you do send out a backup unit, or do you care about that? I mean, they could have won games earlier. You got to worry about you.
I think the way the NFL sits right now is, and you've seen that with our football team, that and I think you – you've seen the depth. You saw the depth of the Colts and the players that they've played over time, and some of the better football teams in the league have had to put their second group in, and there's obviously some rich talent there, and one that won't, I don't think, affect the integrity of the game, or hasn't affected the integrity of the game. It's still kept the game at a very very high level, so I don't think either way you go with it, that you're gonna hurt that part of it. Not with it, you know. It surely wouldn't be with the people we have, and I don't think with a few of the other teams.
Will the way your team played yesterday factor into the decision?
Well, I'll try to look at everything. I mean, I always try to look at everything and evaluate it, come up with what I think is right for this team.
How important would it be for Albert and Houston to knock a little rust off to get into a game this week?
I'll look at that, too. I'll take that into consideration and look at it as I go through the process here.
Yeah. If you decide to arrest some guys, Andy, are there particular young guys you're looking forward to getting a look at?
Haven't got that far. You know, I'm still going through, everything. So that's not where I'm at right this minute.
Can you take some pride knowing that what you guys showed yesterday isn't the identity of your team, what they showed all year?
Listen, this is a good character football team. They got us yesterday. You know, they were the better team yesterday, all the way around. I thought they coached better. I thought they played better. And so that happens in this league. I get it. You know, it's important that we figure out how we can coach better and how we can play better. And whether we play them or somebody else, we need to make sure we do that. So that's what we'll do. We'll whoever we play this week, you know, it's the Chargers, and so we know them. They got us the last time. We respect them, and we're going to go in and study them like crazy and go out there and play good football.
Going back to Jamal, is there a percentage or, you know, an ideal number of touches you'd like to see out of him?
Yeah, I don't think you do that, no. That's not where I go. I just – listen, the game kind of got away in that fourth quarter. We were still in it in the second half, and we were put in a position where we had to throw the ball a little bit. Had a couple routes that were set up for him that they covered them. You know, they rolled the coverage that way. The coverage didn't present itself where we could use them in those. So, and then a few of them, we had the option where the quarterback could keep it, and you saw that where the front presented itself where quarterback kept it. He didn't get the touch on that. So, but you want to give him. There's a point. I mean, he's a very good football player. So you want to make sure that you do give him enough touches. What that number is, I don't know. But I know that I need to give it to him a few more times the second half.
Hey, I understand the nature of the coach. You definitely don't get too far ahead, or even be happy with certain things, but. So this year, 7 or 8 on challenges by yourself, is that at least
take
some pride to be happy about?
You're stretching it. I appreciate the cookie there. I'm proud of that, I guess. I'm proud of the guys upstairs that and have a lot of trust in them, that they know what they're talking about when they look at those and evaluate them. And, I've had a few over my career where it could go either way, and it's gone the other way. So I appreciate the ones that do go our way.
What was the process for you on that? Like, is it the same as it was in Philly? Who are your guys that you're on?
Yeah, Tom Helvin's the primary one, and then Brad Childress is up there, and they kind of look through those things. And you got a lot of eyes up there, obviously, but Tom's the one that's headed it up over the years.
It's the same process, then.
Same process, yeah.
The guys have been pretty on point this year.
They've been on point.
They show it on the video boards too. Are you looking up there to get a look yourself?
I do. Yeah, I do. You know, when it shows, sometimes they don't come up as quick in other arenas as they do here. But yeah.
Andy, the four losses that you've had, there's a common denominator in the stopping the pass. You played three really good quarterbacks in those games. Obviously, is there something though on your side of the ball that you see? Is it the pass rush? Is it the secondary?
I'd probably say there's a combination of things. Probably the bottom line is we're not having quite as much pressure on the quarterback as what we had. The sack totals down a little bit. And then pressure and coverage kind of work together. So you can take each one's a little bit different. You saw a couple yesterday where we didn't have guys covered. So we got to make sure we get that straight. And each one's got its own little story there. And, it's a little bit like pass protection, same way. You know, one breakdown, and if the quarterback sees it, there's an issue. So we got to make sure we get that covered.
When you talk about that pressure, too, there's sort of a line of demarcation in the Chargers game. When you start from here, when Tom and Justin went out, that's sort of when they got loose. How much of that, when you get Justin back, do you expect to be, maybe not fixed, but going in your favor?
I think that helps. To have both Justin and Thomas, that's a good thing. Something that the offense has to be concerned with. I know it doesn't hurt you. That's what I do know. So I look forward to get both of them back on the field.
With what you know, are both those guys going to play Sunday, you think?
Well, they both have a chance to, yep. Mm-hmm. Tomba, we just got to see with his leg. That's the primary thing.
After a couple times this year, where are you with Nile Davis, at least offensively? Are you comfortable with him? Where is that? Still?
Yeah, listen, to that point, I thought he'd been making progress. You can't, and he'll be the first to tell you this, you can't touch the ball four times a game and have two of them on the ground. You can't do that. He knows that. So there's an answer to it. That we've identified the problem now. We got to make sure we get that taken care of when things are live. So he's a pretty conscientious kid, smart kid. I've trusted he'll get that taken care of.
Not that that's a small issue, but that issue aside, would you be comfortable with him in a feature back role Sunday if that's what it came to? That's the way you decide to approach this?
Yeah, do I think he can step in? Yeah. I mean, we have to feel that way because of, up to this point. I mean, that's what we've done. So, and that running back position stuff. So if Jamal ever went down, he's the guy that steps in and goes.
Well, you have another option there.
Right. The one we've been using is 34, most.
What would have taken the decision to insert Dante back into the lineup on defense and take Cooper out of regular duty on this other ball?
Yeah, listen, Coop's a young player that I think has got a great future. And sometimes you got to take a little step back to take a big step forward. And that's how it works sometimes in this game. Dante, he came in, I thought, did a respectable job in there. Played him in the nickel role, put Flowers back outside. Yeah, that's what we did. So I'm not taking anything away from Coop. I think Coop, Coop's going to have a great future.
Did Flowers move to the outside have anything to do with the groin tweaked, or was that just a pure football move?
No, that was just for football, yeah.
Anything else? Do you feel like Cooper needed a break at this point?
I thought we just needed to take a step back. I've done that with younger guys in the past. I thought he handled it the right way. He got a few snaps in there in the game. Did okay, and then he just kind of gradually let him work his way back in.
Andy, you've mentioned in the past the youth of your team, and you certainly don't have a lot of grizzled playoff veteran kind of guys. How much of yesterday was a team that's never players that's ever been there before saying, "We made the playoffs," and taking a breath when you can't take a breath?
Yeah, well, the thing you know in this league. There's a very fine line between winning and losing. I mean, you figure that out, and you figure it out quick. So if you didn't know it, you learned it yesterday. There's no off week when you're presenting yourself to a playoff team or any other team, but in particular playoff team. So you're not gonna. If you're low on your game or you don't come in mentally, whatever it is that you're at, you learn that. So I thought the guys were ready to go. And that's how I felt. As it went on, I thought they got the better of us, both as coaches and players. I just thought all the way around it was they did a better job than us, you know. So, but to answer your question, you can't be off. You know, there's just no off in this league. That's not how it works. You come into a game, you got to be ready to play.
Thank you.